On the very first Christmas day, Jesus was born in the little town of Bethlehem. Born in a humble stable, he was the King of Kings. That night, as the heavens twinkled with the light of 10,000 stars, a chorus of angels sang the good news to the shepherds in the field. They hurried to Bethlehem, where they found Jesus, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, with his parents Mary and Joseph. When the shepherds left, a snow-white dove cooed the child to sleep from her perch high in the rafters.
Sleep, my child, and peace attend thee all through the night. Guardian angels safely keep thee all through the night. Mother Mary's arms embracing, Father Joseph vigil keeping, Son of God in manger sleeping all through the night.
As Jesus lay sleeping, Mother Partridge rose from her nest in the pear tree. During all the excitement, she had stayed close to her nest, guarding her chicks. But now her curiosity got the best of her. Strutting to the manger door, she peeked inside. When she saw Jesus, her tiny heart was filled with the love of God, true love. Then Mary spoke this riddle.
What are they that are by one?
One faith, one truth, one God alone, seated on his heavenly throne. God is our true love.
Mary smiled and nodded. As Mother Partridge returned to her nest, one brilliant star fell from the sky, softly, gently rested atop the pear tree.
Gathered around their campfire that night, the shepherds talked about all that they had seen and heard. Their excitement awakened two turtle doves who were roosting in an olive tree nearby. On the second day of Christmas, the turtle doves flew to Bethlehem to see what all of the excitement was about. Mother Partridge looked up from her nest and clucked once, twice for the two turtle doves. Cock and eh, cock and eh. As they entered the stable and bowed before Jesus, their hearts were filled with the love of God, true love. Then Mary spoke her riddle.
What are they that are by two?
Two testaments, the old and the new. We know that these two things are true.
Mary smiled and nodded. The turtle doves returned to their olive tree, and that night, two shining stars fell from the sky and softly, gently rested on the pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, three French hens grandly processed into the barnyard. The king's royal hens, they had journeyed from the king's coop to see the Prince of Peace. As they curtsied before Jesus, their hearts were filled with the love of God, true love. Then Mary spoke a riddle.
What are they that are by three?
Three persons in Trinity, God three in one, in unity.
Mary smiled and nodded. The French hens returned to the king's coop with their royal scoop, where they gossiped the day away.
Cluck, 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 clu
as the three hens gossiped, four collie birds fell from a fence, laughing. They laughed all day and night as three shining stars fell from the sky and softly, gently rested upon the pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, the collie birds flew, still laughing and joking, to see the Christ child. Crash-landing into the pear tree, they were greeted with an icy stare from Mother Partridge that froze their laughter. Solemnly entering the stable, they bowed before Jesus, and their hearts were filled with the love of God, true love. Then Mary spoke her riddle.
What are they that are by four?
Four Gospels tell us of God's Son, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Mary smiled and nodded. The collie birds returned to their fence, and that night, four shining stars fell from the sky and softly, gently rested upon the pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, five splendid ring-necked pheasants entered the stable. As they bowed before Jesus, their hearts were filled with the love of God, true love. Their breath feathers swelled with each heartbeat till their white-necked rings turned to gold. Then Mary spoke her riddle.
What are they that are by five?
Five great books God gave to us, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, tell of the ancient history.
Mary smiled and nodded. The ring-necked pheasants departed, singing the good news from their golden throats. And that night, five shining stars fell from the sky and softly, gently rested upon the pear tree.
On the sixth day of Christmas, Mother Partridge was awakened by a distant honking sound. Slowly, it grew nearer and louder until a gaggle of geese, six to be exact, waddled into the barnyard. Sighing, Mother Partridge tucked her head under her wing and slept. As the six geese bowed before Jesus, their hearts were filled with the love of God, true love. Then Mary spoke her riddle.
What are they that are by six?
The sun and moon and planet Earth, in six long days did God give birth. 6 days to work is not so wrong, for God himself did work so long.
Mary smiled and nodded. The geese honked as they waddled down the lane, and that night, six shining stars fell from the sky and softly, gently rested on the pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, the sound of trumpets filled the air. Suddenly, seven giant trumpeter swans made a perfect 10-point landing on the pond. Emerging from the water, they preened their pure white feathers before entering the stable. Bowing before Jesus, their hearts were filled with the love of God, true love. Then Mary spoke her riddle.
What are they that are by seven?
6 days have had to swim and play, but number seven is Sabbath day. We praise the Lord with trumpet sound, now let peace on earth be found.
Mary smiled and nodded. The swans flew away, trumpeting God's praise. And that night, seven shining stars fell from the sky and softly, gently rested on the pear tree.
Thank you.
On the eighth day of Christmas, eight milkmaids skipped up the lane with their pails, swinging gaily to and fro. Coming into the stable to fetch their milking stools, they crashed like dominoes as the first one and then another spied the child in a manger. Recovering themselves, they curtsied before Jesus, and their hearts were filled with the love of God, true love. Then Mary spoke her riddle.
What are they that are by eight?
Eight beatitudes are given. Use them right and go to heaven.
Mary smiled and nodded. The maids fetched their stools and went to milk the cows. And that night, eight shining stars fell from the sky and softly, gently rested on the pear tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, a great team of horses pranced up the lane, pulling a carriage covered in precious jewels. When the carriage stopped, nine grand ladies emerged. With skirts and petticoats rustling, they danced a proper minuet for Jesus. They were irresistible. Even Mother Partridge joined in the dance. When the dance was done, their hearts were filled with the love of God, true love. Then Mary spoke her riddle.
What are they that are by nine?
Nine gifts are these, nine gifts divine. Holy Spirit, these gifts are thine. Love and patience, joy and peace, kindness, goodness, and these three. Gentleness, faith, and self-control, Holy Spirit, fill my soul.
Mary smiled and nodded. The ladies whirled and danced away, and that night, nine shining stars fell from the sky and softly, gently rested on the pear tree.
Not to be outdone by the dancing ladies, on the tenth day of Christmas, ten noble lords leaped like graceful gazelles into the stable. Forming a circle, the lords leaped round and round, higher and higher. Then, in unison, they bowed before Jesus, sweeping their hats to the ground. As they bowed their hearts were filled with love, true love. Then Mary spoke a riddle.
What are they that are by ten?
Ten laws did God to Moses give, commandments ruled by which we live.
Mary smiled and nodded. The lords donned their hats, leaped out the door, down the lane, and that night, ten shining stars fell from the sky and softly, gently rested on the pear tree.
In the starry twilight of the twelfth day of Christmas, 12 drummers process up the lane from the east. On the 11th day of Christmas, the partridge chicks covered their ears as 11 pipers streamed into the barnyard, playing a shrill marching tune in cut time. Wearily, Mother Partridge signaled them to stop. Tapping her wings, she signaled a lullaby in three-quarter time. As the pipers softly played an angel song, their hearts were filled with the love of God, true love. Then Mary spoke her riddle.
What are they that are by 11?
Fishermen, friends, and brothers too, 11 apostles to Jesus true.
Mary smiled and nodded. The blackbirds piped down the lane, and that night, 11 shining stars fell from the sky and softly, gently rested on the pear tree. In the starry twilight of the 12th day of Christmas, 12 drummers processed up the lane from the east. With the final drum roll, they stopped and silently entered the stable. As they knelt before Jesus, their hearts were filled with the love of God, true love. Then Mary spoke her final riddle.
What are they that are by 12?
The tribe of number 12. From these came Christ on earth to dwell.
Mary smiled and nodded, and that night, 12 shining stars fell from the sky and softly, gently rested on the pear tree. Then, just after midnight, 3 kings rode up the lane on camelback. As the pear tree blazed with heavenly light on that 12th Christmas night, the kings entered the stable. Bowing, they presented Jesus with precious gifts from distant Orient lands, gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Wise men and noble kings, they humbled themselves before Jesus, who is the King of Kings. As they knelt before Jesus, their hearts were filled with the love of God, true love. And Mary smiled.